name is Tim Quilty. I'm calling from Kingston, New York, with regards to comments made by Rosemary Armeo, I believe, on Friday. I was dismayed and, quite frankly, disgusted by her comments that she was rooting for the escapees from the Dannemora prison. It's bothered me all weekend. I just realized that these two men have now, one killed and have been captured. And quite frankly, as I said, I was just disgusted by her comments that she was rooting for these two murderers. Other than that, I love your programming. The shows are great. I really do not care to hear her on your programs anymore. Thank you.
This is Jeff English from Troy, New York. I'm calling about Alan Chartok's Congressional Corner on June 29th with Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. Especially considering that Mr. Maloney is a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, it cannot be allowed to pass that he is helping to perpetuate the fiction that the Amtrak Northeast Corridor makes a so-called profit. Please understand that I am not anti-Amtrak at all, and I am very appreciative of what Mr. Maloney and my own Representative Tonko are doing to help support train service. But saying that the Northeast Corridor makes a profit implies that it is more fiscally justified than other Amtrak services, particularly the long-distance overnight trains. This is simply not true. It is far too complicated to explain here, but suffice it to say that while Amtrak's Northeast Corridor service does run a positive cash flow on the direct cost of its own train operations, the fact is that the corridor has very large fixed costs that are not even close to being covered, much of this attributable to the hosting of the many commuter agencies whose use of the corridor dwarfs Amtrak's own traffic volume. So it's a very good thing to support, but let's not pretend that it has any ability to support itself any more than Interstate 95 could.